So we're good morning. We're learning the halachas of Havdalah. We're talking about the halachas now of Ner, and we're going to look at the Siman Chavtes and Siman Lama together. Let's do Siman Lama first. In Mevorachan al Ner, the Gemara says that the bracha on Ner has to be a bracha that you're close enough that you're able to benefit from the light. So if a person is far away, the light is not giving him any benefit. If the person is close up, this light is beneficial. The language of the Shulchan Aruch and the language of the Kadam, in the case that person does not actually have to do that, it has to be close enough to potentially be able to do that. And this is in Simon Reis Chesadi, and Sif Dalad, and then the language of the Chayim parallels the language of the Shulchan Aruch. So therefore, that's why we explain that some people are not to turn off the light, the electric light, therefore to be able to benefit from the Nair. And some people do not do so, since you're close enough that you could benefit if the electric light was not there. That is sufficient to mekayim this halacha. But if a person is standing far away, they're not going to be to the bracha. One does need to be close enough to be able to do that. So a situation where a person is making havdalah, and not everybody was close enough to the Nair when they made the bracha, before they put out the Nair afterwards, before they put the Nair out after finishing havdalah, they should give everyone a chance to come close and be close enough to benefit from the light. So what do we do when we make the bracha? So we have a minhag, which the Chayyim says in Siman Chavtes, noigam listakel b'tziporna yadav. The minhag is to look at the fingernails. So that we use the action of looking at the fingernails to differentiate between the tziporin, the fingernails, and the basar of the hand. So we're using that's clearly, if we can see the difference between the two, we can close enough to be able to recognize between different types of mabeyus. Remember, the Zman Chazal, the mabeyus, where each country would coin their different mabeyu, and sometimes they're fairly similar. So to be able to tell the difference, you had to be close enough. So being able to tell the difference between the Tziporna Yodav and the Basar would be close enough. Now the Chayyim says, well, your Panei Etzbos, the person should not look at him in such a way that he's seeing the front of the fingernail, of the fingers. For Yaakov HaGadol B'Lifnim, so a person bends his fingernails downward, his fingers downward, so he doesn't see the front of the fingernails, he only sees the top of the fingernails. And the same thing, a person puts the thumb in underneath the fingers, thereby again not seeing the front of the fingers. Now, why is this? This is based on the Zohar. It's quoted in the Ramah there in Simon Reish Chesadi Asif Gimel. That brings this minig down that the person should do so, and the Bir Agra finds this source in a Psikta and a Yalkut and Shemarni and Tillim that a person should do so. Why do you look at the fingernails? Fingernails are siman tov. They're something which constantly grows during a person's lifetime. And it's visible to us. The person's cells change their organs, but the organ stays the same size. We don't see growth, but the fingernail would grow and grow and grow. So that's a simon of revia, of puravu, of fertility, that Klai Yisrael is going to expand and grow and develop. And therefore, it's a simon toiv to look at the fingernails. We use the fingernail to differentiate between the fingernail and the basar. Some people have a minhag after they look at the fingernails, means that the hand is cupped facing towards them with the fingernails bent on top of the palm. Then they turn their hands the other direction and they look at the fingernails from the other side as well. Both of those are minhagim which are brought. Ramosha there in a different shuba in Aruch Chaim Chelakei, he goes through a long series of different questions that he was asked, and in there, apparently somebody said that he does not see the need to do this minhag. He doesn't feel it's a valid minhag. This is in Siman Chav, Ois Laman Aleph. And Ramosha takes that person to task tremendously. There's a minhag Yisrael which is brought in a Ramah, and the Vilna Gaon finds a source for it. The person who is going against that is being Malak Dibre Chachamim, and the person deserving of punishment for doing so. So a person should take this minhag seriously and do that. It is not ma'akev. The ikuv is the person standing close enough to benefit from the light, like we mentioned, based on the siman lamed. but it is not ma'akev, but it is a minhag Yisrael where the person should be mekayim, and not be malak al dibrei chachamim. Have a good day.